radio.co. Sometimes Weezy, Fat Cat, and their guests may say things that you find offensive. If you feel like you might be offended, log on to mbiradio.co and listen back to a different show. You're listening to The Gray Zone with your hosts, Weezy Moonchaser and Fat Cat on mbiradio.co.
I haven't seen you since Toronto. A lot of things have happened. The Gray Zone has grown bigger, the craziness, the wildness. This is the season finale. Many things in life cannot merely be black and white. A lot of things do fall into that gray. This week, I'm alongside the most dangerous woman in the country. She's the most controversial. They call her Petty Murphy. She's the petty one. Oh, my gosh. I'm here with the beautiful Fat Cat. Mommy, what's really good?
I'm here. You know.
You know, I'm not going to jump into no bullshit with you this week. Let's open up with this. What's going on with Bum Crumbs?
So
we did the Just 30, you know, everybody's like, yo, y'all really did an episode. Y'all talked for 50 minutes about wiping poop.
Yeah.
Y'all told y'all best poop story. I said, it had to be real. We're not going to talk about no ratchet. But you know what's right? Before we go into that, they say the Gray Zone is ratchet. I like to think we're...
All right, whatever.
I like to think we're classy ratchet a little bit, you know what I mean? We're fucking with the right people now. We're doing a carnival with Jab Barb. You know what's going on now.
What we do is not who we are. Fat Cat acts like a motherfucking ratchet on the motherfucking show. You see me in public, you would not even understand that I'm the same person. So please understand, what we do is not who we are. This is a show. We are here to entertain. And that's what we do. Are you not entertained?
No, but you really did wipe the dude's butt, though.
Yeah, for sure I washed his ass. Absolutely. He was kicking out the door. He never... This man... First of all, Bum Crumbs, that's what the story behind Bum Crumbs, why I even got that far with him was because Bum Crumbs ate my pussy for about 3 months straight and never took his penis out around
no,
me.
No, that's impossible.
He used to put
that's
his
impossible.
Face.
There's
swear
no self-respecting
God.
Dude.
Listen, I have a video of him eating my ass for 35 minutes straight and we never had sex. It's not that. You know what? Men who like me because I have a big old ass, men who usually like me because I got a big ass, so they want to do stuff to my ass.
This is what it is.
So Bum Crumbs had me feeling like, you know what? I could wash him up because, you know, I could give him a chance because, you know, if I wash this off, he might be a good nigga underneath there. You know what I'm saying?
No, fuck all that shit. We got to pull you up. Dudes in the streets going to be on if I don't pull you all the way back. The dude ate you out for 3 months and then pulled his dick once.
He never pulled out his penis until that one night. That's what I was telling you in the story. Until that one night. And he was like, please. And I was like, all right.
That's it.
But I was like,
what's the last time?
Oh, God. So, long story short, last night.
Shout out to the crew in the building, the season finale, the Gray Zone.
I'm with Big Daddy. We hanging out. We go back to my house.
You not answering your phone?
Of course. Cause when we together, we don't talk to other people. He doesn't answer his phone and I don't answer
mine. Yeah, but you gotta understand, sometimes you put me in a bad position when you do it. Sometimes I really need to holler at you about something.
Sometimes I just need time for myself though, because there's 10 people out there that just need me for a little something, and I have been giving way too much and not doing enough for me. That's why I'm smiling now, because I just been doing me. For real, for real. So I wake up this morning, fucking my niece comes in the door. Big Daddy wake up after a little while, and then he gets himself together and he goes. And then about 10 minutes later, my doorbell rings. But I'm sitting there with my niece like, what the fuck?
Who that be?
Don't nobody come to my house like that. So I scream out in the hallway. Once I buzz them in, I'm like, who is it? He's like, oh, what's going on with you? You forgot about me? I'm like, what? Come up so I can see your face.
You didn't send him the episode?
Yo, the nigga comes up the fucking stairs. I'm like, yo, are you fucking stupid? Never ring this doorbell again. Oh, that's how it is? That's exactly how it is. You never come back here again. So I just seen Bum Crumbs this morning. He just showed up out of the blue like he thought he was somebody for me.
But that still didn't knock the happiness out of you. I've been meaning to see you for a minute to tell you certain things. I think... You know what I mean? I was going through certain things. I had certain things on mind. I think, Fat Cat, I think I'm going to start paying for pussy. I think I'm going to start paying for pussy because it's getting ridiculous out here. You know, so some of these chicks, it's so crazy because they come in and they don't want to go. It's crazy right
you
now.
You know, I've been telling you this for a while. First things first. In the profession that you're in and what you're trying to do with yourself right now, the best thing for you to not do is get attached. But the problem is that you're a nice guy, so bitches are gonna get attached. So the best thing for you to do is to buy some cooch, because you can motherfucking have a hoe and pay that bitch to leave, because you don't pay a hoe to come. You pay her to leave. She comes because that's what she does. But yep. You pay that bitch to get the fuck out. And that would be better for you, so that when the next time you want to hear from that hoe, you call her. She's never going to call you back.
It's very expensive, all of that, though.
It's not expensive, actually, because that's what you spend. How much you spend on a date? $200 on a date when you go out with a bitch?
Is it a good escort is about $1,000.
Ooh, what are you talking? In this city? Whoa. In this city?
I don't know. I've never bought an escort before. I don't know. In what? This city? Excuse me. What's the going rate for escorts in Montreal?
Oh, God. It depends on what she's serving. First things first. It depends on what she's serving. If she's selling pussy, if she flat backing, no telling. She might not be getting much. In this city, girls is giving up full GFE, PSE service for $80 an hour.
But I don't need that Kanye shit. I don't need that all in the butt business. You know, I just need that regular shit. You know, give me some head, some back shot. You know, ride me like a Trini gal. I'm with it. You know what I mean? Let's put some work in the back on. I'm down with that.
You might pay $200 an hour, but you only need an hour. So take an hour and then kick that fucking bitch out. Straight like that. Stop keeping these motherfucking hoes. I keep telling you this. We can go back. I want to say what episode it was. Stop keeping these motherfuckers. If you don't intend on wifing her, stop treating her like she is your wife. You fuck her once. If you fuck her three times, you are her boyfriend.
No, but sometimes it's good.
Don't fuck her three times. You fuck her once, put her out. Don't fuck them three times. Because if you do, she's your girlfriend. And I keep telling you this. So now you got 5-6 girlfriends. Stupid ass.
And everybody's fine with each other. Everybody's fine with each other sending me baby pictures like, isn't this baby cute and shit? Chicks be giving me deadlines and things for such things. We've gone a whole year. We've done infidelity. We've done hood barbecue. We've done naked. We did just 31 and 2. We've done shows like Blow Me, No One's Heard Yet, but I know Katie's gonna cut it up and bring it out.
Hallelujah.
This summer we're going into the madness.
We have done too much.
You know, we are going to Grenada, but before we do go to Grenada, you know we're doing that Montreal Carnival. I'm trying to bring it back. We gotta make it hype again. We gotta bring back the magic to the city. We got the madness in here from Jab Army. What's that call? Should I call you by your Instagram name? Should I just call you Got Nash? That's how I have you in my phone.
Got Nash is cool.
Got Nash is cool?
Yes.
So what would you be from Jab Army? You'd be like the PR director?
I'm the PR. I do all the bookings, the signings, everything.
This year, people, NBI Radio will be on the floor, be on the truck with the Jab Army. Are we doing the oral this year? I know we're going to go in deep in the next segment about the whole winding down and the oil and the powder and all that.
Of course.
Are we doing the oil this year? I know there's some issues with the city if we're going to do the oil or not.
No, the oil will be there, the real oil.
Is it good for the skin?
No. But you're Grenadian, you know, you have to oil up your
skin. No, but me, KT, Tibbs, we're going to be at the telly. Like, how can I get there with all the oil on me? Is there a degreaser or something? How can I get all the oil?
Yeah, you just need, what is it, baby oil. Baby oil, you take it in the shower with you, by yourself.
So we trying to go out that night. We doing the plus 30 that night. We trying to go out that night. Are you going to be on the floor, Fike, or are you going to be dancing on the floor?
Oh, I'm going to be on the floor because I don't want nobody to throw nothing in my fucking hair.
You sound like me.
Don't put nothing in my hair. I'm going to jail in Grenada. It's not a game.
No, we're
going
to go to that next segment.
They're going to be feeding me dumpling and boiled banana all day, three times a day in Grenada jail. If you throw some shit, get some grease. Oil in my hair.
They're just gonna feed you once in Grenada. They're gonna feed you multiple times. Yo, before we back, I got no KD's on me with the commercials and all of that. You know, we lost Prince. You know, and a lot of dudes in our generation, for me, I'm not gonna do the fakery with the music and stuff. I've seen Purple Rain one or two times and all this. I've heard his music is cool, but Prince was a real gallus. We lost a real gallus.
Prince was a real menace too. That's not fucking.
You know, he was metrosexual. He did his thing with it. Hey.
I'm gonna get just a little bit.
Listen, only you will bust jokes and the man is gone. But we lost.
Prince know what it is. Prince was the king of shade. If somebody don't throw shade on him, shame on their motherfucking ass. He was the king of shade. What are you talking about? What man you know walk around with high heels on and fucking
with a fucking and with a fucking bows
and bell pants and fucking black eyeliner done up like Madonna? Get the fuck out of here. I love Prince.
Ben the Baller said that when he went to Prince's house to sell him some diamonds, Prince had the fucking vest, but it's like a halter top, so it was cut above his fucking belly button. Ben the Baller said the whole shit was diamonded out.
Okay, so he did, I want to say, an American Music Awards, and he wore a yellow crop top bolero style outfit that was made like a conquistador's outfit, but it was all yellow, and he came out with a big fucking sombrero hat and shit, and he had on black heels, had black heels on, and he walked across the stage and he put on the most amazing performance I think as a child I've ever seen in my life. Prince was amazing.
No, we lost a real Gallus right there. He's a little bit metrosexual. He definitely got down with some men and some women at the same time.
He was doing some different things on the stage. I don't give a fuck what he was doing. Bitches cry and faint at Prince concert like Michael Jackson. I don't give a fuck what he do behind closed doors. That motherfucker was bad.
R.I.P. to Prince. It's the Gray Zone. We up there on Stitcher Radio. We up there on iTunes. We got the beautiful God Nash in here. The Jab Bomb. We're going to that Grenada and that Carnival in Montreal. We got to talk deep into that madness.
I just want
to
say this for the record. There's a hell of a concert going on in heaven right now, yo. It's real.
And we can't even get no more fucking tickets, man. It's NBI Radio. We back it out.
You are now tuned in to the Gray Zone on NBIRadio.co. Want to stay up to date with the latest in NBI Radio news? Follow us on all social networks at NBI Radio.
Fact, yeah, we've had a wild season. People have this is criticism. We haven't hit enough black issues. We were too ratchet. We were too bold. We talked about sex and pussy and wiping niggas' ass and cheating and love.
They still listening though. They still listening though. Women lie, men lie, numbers don't lie. So
the Gray Zone is played in 52 countries around the world on Stitcher Radio, on iTunes Radio. This is NBI Radio, Weezy Moon Chaser, the beautiful fat cat. This week, we got Jab Army in here because we're doing Carnival in Montreal on July 2nd.
Yes.
We got the beautiful God Nash in here. Mommy, could you break down the events this summer for Jab Army?
Okay, so we have our Jab Army launch on May 20th. That's Victoria Day long weekend with Lyrical. You guys know Lyrical?
Yeah, I had to learn Lyrical. You know, he's a soca artist, isn't he?
Of course.
There's too much whining with the soca. I hope Grenada won't be too much soca. I know we're doing the Jab Army thing in Grenada, but soca's too much whining. There's not enough joking. You're a big soca fan?
I am, of course. I'm a huge
fan. Do you like soca more than you like dancehall?
Of course.
Why?
I don't know. Soca's like my passion. It's what I like. It just lifts me up. It
so you
me
like
up.
You like whining your waist for 10 hours straight?
Hell yes.
I've challenged my brethren. You know what I mean? He's one of the last new friends we're going to add to the crew, my homie Tibbs. I told Tibbs, we're going to Trinidad. I'm tired of hearing about something that's going down. I know Fatcat's going to join us. I know we're going to talk about Grenada later. I'm going to Trinidad. I love the coolie women. I want a doubles. I want a roti in Trinidad. Uh-huh. I can't do the parties from 10 o'clock at night to 9 o'clock in the morning.
We have to. If you're coming for Carnival, we have to.
I hear the showers outside and shit like that. I don't know.
I was snapping from what time to what time.
I'm going for the coolie woman and the doubles. And the slow bubble.
Full 22 hours.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, she not up posting again. Already.
Woo! One day I was up 24 hours. 24 hours.
You're not even whining at that point. At that point, you're just poking. You're not even fucking whining at that point.
Yes, you are. It's different. Different.
No. They were walking up. But hold on. First of all.
Oh, you've been ready?
I watched it on her snap.
I was watching her snap too. I'm like, who's all these girls she's friends with? No, but I'd be watching her. She should be reposting shit.
What does look like? It looked like 200,000 fucking people.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about, I've never seen that many people that many times all doing the same dance and across the fucking. I was like, I never seen
the beat. The beat is too upbeat. It's too long. So are we going to, that's what we're doing in February? Because you know we're going to Grenada. We'll talk about that after. Listen, that's what we're doing.
Listen, y'all, what y'all think? I'm a stripper? Where I'm supposed to get all this money from for all these strips and shit? The fuck y'all talking about? Goddamn Trinidad.
Trinidad's expensive. It's expensive.
KT can set up the PayPal if you want to touch Fat Cat. If you want pictures, we offer video montages as well. Fat Cat will come and visit you for a low lump sum. KT can set that up. We have a submit section on the website, nbiradio.co.
Tune me in via camera.
Let me tell you
Skype.
Something right now, nigga. She fucking expensive.
Via Skype.
So May 20th, we're all gonna be out there at Les Sank. Lyrical's gonna be out there. Is it gonna be solely a soca night, or are we gonna get a little bit of dance?
No, there's gonna be a bit of everything. We always do a bit of everything.
Who's
the
DJs on there? Here, I hear Fire Squad. Is that
Fire
right?
Fire Squad is there. We have DJ Lighta from Toronto. We have Energy Squad is there.
Well, I'm trying to understand before I get into that. How come me and KT don't have a Jab Army coat? I saw a dude coming to Nike today. He had the baby blue varsity Jab Army coat.
You're
I'm
lying.
Looking at KT like, where the fuck's our coats?
Did you talk to him?
Of course, it's Tony's brother. Of course, I know who it is.
Who's Tony's brother?
I don't know. He's down with Fire Squad. He had the coat. Me and KT don't have a coat. For those that don't know,
we'll NBA, get you guys your gear.
Just let us know the price, okay, man. For those that don't know, NBA Radio will be teaming up with Jab Army this summer. We're doing the carnival, trying to revive it, trying to be Montreal to a certain level of notoriety. I like Toronto, but I'm tired of everybody talking about when you say carnival, they're like Toronto. Sort of fuck. Montreal don't have a motherfucking carnival too.
We're rebuilding.
They should have never moved Jamaica Day from Van Horn Park. Real niggas gonna talk real things on the Montreal show. Hold on. Now I gotta take off the hat. Hold on. If you don't remember 1996, you're in grade 5. You remember you jumped out the house, you had the fresh white rag, you lost it at the park 2 hours later. You bumped into a few of your uncles, you got the patty at the motherfucking Trini stand. You know, you played a little bit in the fucking park, you did the swings with your friends, saw a couple old bitches trying to fuck with in grade 6. Jamaica Day was everything in Van Horn Park. Now they got you over there with the white people and Jean Drapeau. No offense to white people. We got Camille on the team. Shout out to Camille on the team. They got us over there on Jean Drapeau. They know niggas in Bridges and Waters how we feel about Bridges and Waters. You know, Van Horn Park, you could have took the metro there. You know what I mean? You could have drove there. You could have motherfucking walked from DG there. You just couldn't walk from the West Island over there if I can.
Oh, shots fired.
Oh. but you know what? It's been good the last couple of years. We haven't shut up the jump up. We've been trying to make it hot this year.
Yeah, you know what? Last year, the carnival was really good.
I'm hearing a lot of shit talk.
What?
I'm hearing a lot of shit between the bands. Me, I like to be with the best dudes. I tell people Jab Army's the hottest crew out. I was talking to the dudes from Delinquent. I told them I'm coming for them. We're going to make it hyper and live than anybody. Delinquent, Carnival, shout out to Anthony G with Carnival Freaks and all the other crews. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, we're trying to bring Montreal to a different level.
Exactly. We're just trying to, you know, build that vibes, get it back but in Montreal.
Jab Army, we are demons. You know, we are Carnival demons. We're going to be in black oil. We will take your girl from you. It's going to go down. Fat Cat, I just want to know, are you going to be on the truck or down the truck? Because we only got a limited space. Because,
you know what?
That much space on the truck. We limited over here, NBA Radio. Yeah.
Gemini, and it depends on how I feel that day.
Shout out. Yo, you had me forgetting. See, we fucking up all the money. Shout out to my boy on Fielding. Check out, even though if you need fresh gear, Hot Kicks is all official. DG Kicks and DG, another sponsor for the Jab Army. What's going on for Jewish? The carnival's on the 2nd. What's happening on the 1st?
So the 1st, we're doing Summer Rave at Lesang. Mm-hmm. We have...
Lesang better be cutting y'all a beautiful check, because y'all doing 2 events there. We going back to back over there, Lesang.
I don't know why me and KT didn't get a little sad. Me and KT should do a little hip-hop set, but y'all don't want to hear hip-hop carnival time. Y'all want to hear soca.
You guys want to play?
I can't speak for you. You know KT's the elusive one. He be playing with a mask on or a beer hat on. KT be fucking...
Well, let me know on the microphone.
You know the mic's expensive. Don't be spinning on the mic, crazy, man. Oh, shit. It's going to go.
So Friday, we have Summer Rave. We have the International Spoil Brats from New York.
Okay. Well, that DJ crew.
That's
that
DJ. DJ from New York.
Are they going to play some Dutty dance or is this going to be soca? Is this going to be a soca weekend?
He's probably going to take the soca segment, but we will have, like, you know, hip hop.
I need the
reggae.
Dutty wine.
Man controller.
I need the control. How does that work? You want to talk about it a little
bit? We want popcorn.
You want popcorn back on the track?
I agree.
We don't want Beanie Man controller. And I love Beanie Man. I probably should have betted him when I met him. But I'm not being biased. That's how you know, because I would do it to you. But
you want to ride Beanie Man? You seen him in Jamaica last year.
He was in my hotel room a couple years back. I told you, I got a friend that was married to one of his dancers. So he was all in my bed and everything. Like, come upstairs to my hotel room and everything.
Did he smell that peppermint, though?
No, that's when I used to have dreads, though. Yes, absolutely. It was sick. Anyway, whatever. That's like.
So what happened in that hotel room, though? No, like, anybody around the country, like, why was that hotel room, though?
No word of a lie. I can't tell the full story because I end up incriminating myself.
No, don't find your political
connection. But what I will say is this. We end up smoking some loud in the hotel, and the police came and put us all out, and it was drama. Me, my girlfriend Deb, John Hype, Beanie Man, all of us got put out by the police in North. I want to say the name of it, but anyways, I'm high.
Did Beanie Man put you up at his house after? What happened after? He put you up at the house after?
No, we went and got another hotel room, and he had a concert that night. And we smoked the loudest of life. And I fell asleep and I didn't go to the show, and they was mad at me the next day. He tressed me, bar. And then after that, I seen him in Jamaica. We spoke. John Hype, everything was cool. Yeah.
Okay.
The tickets, Lesang. What are we looking at? Is this a $40 event? Is this a $60 event? What are we looking at for Lesang?
I don't know.
For
Friday?
Yeah, July 1st.
July 1st. I think they're like $15. Starting 15.
Okay. What time is Carnival going to start July 2nd? That's going to be a heavy night. Me and KT will be masked up. It's going down all
night. Usually we start rolling by, what, 11 o'clock? 11, 12?
I'll tell you right now, Fat Cat's going to be late. Fat Cat's late for every engagement possible.
She would never be late
in
for
the
me.
Caribbean islands?
No. Here. We'll talk about Grenada after. I'm talking about here.
Summer rave, yeah. July 1st. Mm-hmm. Saturday, we're on the road with Job Army. Saturday night, whatever we're doing with you, what are we doing with you?
Yeah, you know, it's my 30th birthday. We're going to do some illicit drugs. We're going to call it the night
of
a million.
You're going to do
We're going to call it. Let me go through it properly. We're going to call it the night of a million unicorns.
Okay.
It's going to be an intimate party for the fly ones, you know what I mean? In our age group, that's really doing some different things. Tibbs and Katie.
So we need guest lists, or we just kind of...
No, we're putting together some cool little past things, you know what I mean? But, you know, you're good with us, you know what I mean? But we're going to, you know, it's going to be a red light kind of affair.
Will there be Johnny Walker there, or am I going to
There'll be Johnny Walker there. I apologize. I didn't call you before to find out what you like to drink. I'm sorry. I figured if Tibbs liked the white Captain Morgan, he would like the white Captain Morgan, but I was wrong. Normally, Fat Cat does make the little cinnamon drink, but she didn't get on it today. Because you way too fucking happy to my liking. You in a good space, huh?
Well, actually, when we came in the door, it was already a bartender. So I let them bartend.
So Jabba, okay, but so before we back out of this, how much is it to subscribe to Jab Bomb? If I just want to do the hotel, I want to do the hotel, I want to jump. I think it's like 350. So you don't even know you
are. No, it's like, well, I mean, these packages are more for the out of town people. You know, we have people coming in from Toronto and we have a bus from New York. So it's
so
gonna
if I'm from Montreal and I want to do the Jab Bomb, I want to jump.
It's $50 for a package.
See, that's affordable for all you cheap chicks, you know
exactly.
What I'm saying?
Exactly. You know, in Trinidad, you want to come to Trinidad and you have to play mass and it's going to cost you $800.
Hold on. What are we talking about here? Y'all must think everybody motherfucking sells drugs or have girls that dance in clubs. Like, who the fuck has 800? Do y'all know how much the USD is? Well, let me tell you this. We just paid our ticket to Grenada.
That don't cover your food and drinks and your livelihood and you want
to
buy a house.
That's $11 Canadian. We just paid our ticket to Grenada. That was $892 USD. That came out to $1,208 Canadian. It's the Grey Zone, baby. Give out the Instagram, Fat Cat.
Strong, firm, bottom.
Got Nash.
W Moon Chaser. We're doing the Gray Zone. It's up there on Stitcher Radio. It's up there on iTunes. NBIRadio.co. It's the day of summer. Jab Army, baby.
The Gray on NBIRadio.co. Want to stay up to date with the latest in NBI Radio news? Follow us on all social networks at NBI Radio.
Yeah. Super dope. Weezy Moon Chaser, the unicorn killer. I mean, you're the most controversial woman in the country. The beautiful Fat Cat. We going into the summer. We're going to talk about the barbecue. We got the beautiful Got Nash in here. We got Stories with Sean in here. He's going to promote the show. The new show up there on NBI TV, Stories with Sean. We're going to talk about that. Stories with Sean, the true. Full season. NBI Radio is like Pixar now. We like Disney, but our story's a little bit more X-rated. You know, just like a black version of Archer. What can we expect, Sean, that new season? Are you going to go deep in? Do you have more stories in the vault?
Oh, the vault. The vault is deep. I can't even lie. The vault is deep. But it's all about timing, guys. I can't lie to you. It's all about timing.
You know the story we want, Sean.
Everybody wants that story. It's the people who know who got to hear it are so lucky. It's so close to home that I can't release it yet. But
we'll call it Stones.
Stay tuned. It will eventually surface. We will get to hear the story. It's all about timing.
We're going to call it...
Hanging with me. Yes, we'll call it Stones. We'll call it Stones. It's on the way. Don't worry. It's so deep. It's deeper than 6 feet. It's... Forget life.
Yo, that bear hug. Did you almost die under that bear hug? I don't know what was worse last week. Your bear hug or Bum Curse getting his ass wiped?
He was fine. He loved every minute of it.
Wait, yo, did you hear what he said
at the end of the story? At the end of the night.
I went Goku on her.
Hold on. I just need to know. He just needs to know in advance if it's a thick chick so that he can prepare.
Did you catch the part that really, you know, the part that really stuck out to me? Is when she's on him with the bear hug.
And she's fucking the shit out of him.
And he's like. And he turns around. Hold on. Yeah.
I realized I was getting manned up. I said, no fucking way.
It's what, yo. Hold on, it's what he said after. It's what he said after.
Well, fat cat, did you peep the poem I said I was used to smaller girls? So getting ridden by a smaller girl is fun, but when a big girl takes over and handles you, you gotta go Goku insane on her. Not even level one, you gotta go level five. You got the, hold on. You got the tail hanging out, you got the big afro down your back. Level five Goku I went, I swear to God.
Hold on. Fat cat. She caught him in the bear hug, fat cat.
I'm gonna die. She locked him. She did that joint like that on him. That was it. She was like, you're gonna die. She's like, finish him. Did you catch? He's like, get off of me.
He said no. What stuck out to me? Did you catch what he said after Fat Cat? He said, never, ever again will this happen to me. He must have said never like four times.
Never, ever, ever, ever will this happen. He said, I'm going to be prepared. I'm going to be prepared next time.
Can you just align to us about your preparation next time? Are you willing to open up the secrets to the game, or are you going to be like Popovich? What are you trying to do? You open up the secrets? Are you still down with the big girls? You still swirling with the big girls? You still down with it? You okay with the big girls?
Bro. It's not that he's not okay with them. It's not even that.
They take a lot of baby oil, boy. You gotta go Costco.
Who needs baby oil? What the fuck is that? What kind of fucking big girls are you talking
about? Larina's shea butter is expensive, okay? That $7 tin is not gonna cover your whole body, Ma. I want you to be slithering. Okay, I want you to be shiny.
So you still not listening to your homegirl? Cause I put you on a merengue.
Hold on, did you bring some though?
I won't lie, I forgot them, but I do have them for you. I did put them up and I got them for you. I put you on the peppermint.
Hold on.
Yo, you need to start using that Nivea dry to extra dry cream. That shit is nice.
Hold on.
Yo, Nivea does you right.
I got the milk and cream.
It's right.
KT, that cream is official. You know, I'm fucking with that natural shit. My shit's right. You know, I'm not fucking with that stone shit yet. You know, I'm not on that stone level.
You gotta get the stones in the cream.
I'm not on the stone level, but I'm on the good shea butter cream. Shout out to Larina's mom. But you know what I mean? Don't have these niggas thinking my skin's ashy on here. Miss Nash, you know, you have niggas confused a little bit. It's crazy.
No, hold on. I live in Quebec. And I use Larina's mama's shea butter. And I'm gonna tell you this, I am still drier than a motherfucker. We live in Quebec, it's all kinds of salt and ice and shit all over me. I can't wait to get it. It does not work for
dry
my skin.
Dry to extra dry.
That shit do not work for me. I gotta take
She's like, dry to extra dry. Yo, she's getting all kinds of checks. You're not seeing the plate. She's down with
that's
them.
That's a promo.
Miss Nash is getting extra checks.
Okay, right?
I'm gonna bring you guys in on something. Me and KT was talking the other day, and we're saying we want to find a voodoo doctor. It's not a negative door. Shonda, let me talk to them a little bit. It's not a negative door. Me and KT was like, we'll find a voodoo doctor. KT, I'm gonna carry them in a little bit. The circle of trust. I got you.
Yeah.
Yo, I said, guys in love.
No, hold on, but fuck all that. We're gonna find a voodoo doctor that's gonna make a doll to make you black out your feelings. You can't catch no feelings. The doll.
The doll is gonna block you from catching feelings, though.
Fuck that. He just said it, and now I know motherfuckers is about to try and jinx my shit. I just covered my face. I'm not looking. I'm gonna be like Beyonce, withstand from mirrors for 60 days, withstand from sex for 60 days. I'm gonna sleep on the mat on the floor.
That's just going
swallow a sword, levitate. You motherfucker, don't say it. Don't tell nobody that Fat Cat is happy. They're gonna wanna steal it from me. They're gonna wanna take it. Do not tell anyone I'm happy, please.
Miss Nash, is Trinidad the only place in the Caribbean you've been to, or have you been to other places?
I've been to Tobago.
Still Trinidad. In August, we're going to Grenada, being the whole team, Cammy, Erica, Olivia, all of us are going down, Jab Army, going to do it down.
We'll be out there.
Sean, shout out the madness that people should tune into as we back out of this episode, the season finale, the Gray Zone, the drama's been real.
You could only hear it on NBIRadio.co. Stories with Sean. You got the Gray Zone popping off as usual.
Let's snatch the madness with the Jab Army. Let them know July 2nd is shutting down. Munch out the Jab Army flow.
July 2nd, it's going down. You know, the roads of St. Catherine, we're taking over Jab Army. Second year in a row.
We're going to oil up doing it. All the streets and try to avoid all the fines. As we back up here, what's been your favorite episode? We've done a lot.
Every episode is my favorite episode. I love this shit. I told you that before. I say what I mean what I say. I love the Gray Zone. It's everything.
Not like every episode. Maybe Naked. Naked, that stripper episode was lit.
I don't know. We had so many.
Hood Barbecue is good too.
We had so many good ones.
Download the show. Subscribe to the show. The Gray Zone. NBI Radio. That's up there on Stitcher Radio. Up there on iTunes. You subscribe to it. Fat Cat, lead them off with the Instagram as we close out this amazing season. Has been the day of summer. $50 for the PayPal. You know, we accept all major creator credit cards and money transfers. You know, go to the website. KT's gonna set up that PayPal system. Miss Nash, let them know. Jab Army, July 2nd, we're doing the carnival, the float.
Yeah, we're doing that.
July 1st, we're at Les Sang. May 20th, we're at Les Sang.
And Sunday, we didn't even speak about Sunday. We're doing the first ever day boat cruise.
Yes, we're going to be on
Rum the boat. Fet, so it's boat ride edition.
This has been the most controversial podcast in the country. It's been Gray Zone. It's been Wheezy Moon Chaser, the most dangerous lady in the country. Fat Cat, has been a pleasure.
I love you, yo.
I don't know what the next season is. I'm too fucked up right now. I think season 4. KT, is this
season 4? We're season 3. Maybe? You always do this.
No,
you
but so the next drunk. One. The next one's season 4.
The next
one
is the next we're one's in the four. Next one is 4, but he don't even know which one we in. He's like, is this 4? Where are we?
No, we in something. It's been a pleasure. We out.
You are now tuned into The Gray Zone on NBIRadio.co.